It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. As Wisconsin honors the more than 360,000 veterans across the state, lawmakers at the Capitol are debating legislation aimed at supporting service members.
The bills include everything from education to tax credits and mental health. And a top issue for many advocates and lawmakers is homelessness.
The Veterans Administration estimates that in January of 2024, more than 32,000 veterans were experiencing homelessness nationwide. That number has gone down over the last decade, but it's something lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are working to address, especially after the closure of facilities for homeless veterans in Green Bay and Chippewa Falls.
Republican Assembly Representative Benjamin Franklin of DePere served in the U.S. Air Force and is vice chair of the Assembly Committee on Veterans and Military Affairs. Representative Franklin, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And Democratic Assembly Representative Angelito Tenorio of West Allis served in the Wisconsin National Guard from 25 to 2018. He's also on the Committee on Veterans and Military Affairs. Representative Tenorio, thanks for being with us.
Good morning. It's great to be with you.
Representative Franklin, as we mark Veterans Day today, there's a passel of various bills out there related to veterans. Big picture before we get into specifics, what are your priorities on this committee when it comes to working for Wisconsin veterans?
Yeah, well, again, thanks for having me. And first and foremost, I'd like to just say happy Veterans Day to everybody that has served our country or family members. You know, family members sacrifice so much as well. It's kind of unspoken in the military community, but really just appreciate everything that they do. So priorities, you know, anything that we can do to help veterans. And I think right now the elephant in the room that we hear so much about is a VHRP program right now for homeless veterans. And so that is front and center in our crosshairs that we're really trying to find a solution to get that issue resolved in the state of Wisconsin. And there have been several bills that came out to address that. And I'm sure we'll get into the teeth of that here in a little bit. But I've been on all of those bills, really just trying to find a solution to that problem.
And Representative Tenorio, your priorities as we mark Veterans Day.
Happy Veterans Day to you and to all veterans across Wisconsin. It's great to be here. My big priorities as a former service member in the Wisconsin Army National Guard, this is very personal to me and my community and veterans in my district. Providing funding and resources, addressing mental health issues, making sure that veterans have the support they need as they transition back to civilian life, especially resources when it comes to mental health, affordable housing, and making sure that we're supporting unhoused veterans, giving them the resources and support and the sheltering that they need in order to provide for themselves and their families. That's really important to me as I continue to advocate on this committee. And Democrats, we proposed a number of solutions to these issues. Unfortunately, Republicans have stripped these out of the past budget that was recently signed this past summer. But we're continuing to advocate at the committee level to provide housing, to provide mental health resources, and to make Veterans Day a state holiday in Wisconsin, because we're currently the only state in the union that does not honor Veterans Day as a state holiday.
Housing, Representative Franklin, both of you mentioned it. Very short history. As Representative Tenorio mentioned, Governor Evers included funding for these veterans' homes in Chippewa Falls and Green Bay that are now closed. Republicans took that out of the budget but said, hang on, there's some unused money already existing in the budget. Shift that over. Evers administration says, well, we don't think we can legally do that. Okay, that puts us where we are. You are involved in a couple pieces of legislation to provide some of this funding. What are you looking at, Representative Franklin?
Yeah, so kind of how this unfolded, you just hit it right on the head. When it went through the Joint Finance Committee, which I am not on, that was stricken from the budget for a lot of the reasons that you just said. You know, we did approve a 15% increase to the Veterans Trust Fund, which is typically where that money largely comes out of. Instead of sitting here pointing fingers, from my perspective, I'm just really trying to get solutions done. So after that all fell out, there was a Democrat authored bill that came out that I signed on to because it restores the $1.9 million that the governor was initially asking for. And then there were a couple other bills that I have personally been working on as well to address the issue. One was with Senator Jacques as the Senate lead. I was the assembly lead on that bill, and that does not just the VHRP program, but it also funds the MIA program at the University of Wisconsin, Madison, and also expands the threshold for property tax purposes for veterans. And there's a lot kind of in that bill. And so Senator Wimberger and myself, we came out with another bill that was simply a standalone bill that addresses the VHRP alone. And really, I like this bill a lot because in the original bill that the Democrats authored that I signed on to, the 1.9 would just restore the three facilities across the state, Chippewa Falls, Green Bay, and Milwaukee, which has remained open. The Milwaukee one has. But this one would allow funds to be used for non-governmental organizations. It creates a $25 per day per veteran match when the federal funds are used. And it's going to allow veterans to stay closer to home for entities that want to use this, not just pigeonhole into three different areas throughout the state, but actually anywhere throughout the state can use this program. So I think it's a great bill. I think it really helps our veterans. It not only restores the funding there, but it also allows them to stay closer to home.
Representative Tenorio, a few different versions of bills that would restore the $1.9 million that Governor Evers had called for veterans' homes, for homeless veterans in his budget. Is there a version you could see working with Republicans on and trying to get across the finish line?
I believe the version that Democrats have put forward that we've had Republicans sign on to is the way we move forward, restoring that funding and getting these veterans' homes back open in the Chippewa Falls region and the Green Bay area. It's important that we prioritize veterans. And I believe one of the things I'm excited about to serve on the Committee on Veterans and Military Affairs is that this is a place where we can have bipartisanship, because veterans, they've served our country, they've put their lives on the line, and their families too. And it's really important that we honor the contract and that we lower costs for veterans, and we provide them with housing, with resources when it comes to job transitions, mental health, education benefits, and really making sure that we're honoring the contract and provide veterans with the support and resources they need to thrive, because they've given so much to our state and our communities.
Representative Franklin, I've been hearing a lot of from both of you and others this concern of wanting to get this $1.9 million in there, but there's different versions, there's different movements in both chambers. Do you think that a compromise is going to happen to get this ultimately signed into law?
You know, I do think that we'll get there, and I think the other representative just hit it right on the head. This is an issue with veterans that typically, you know, there's not a division of party lines, hopefully anyway. From my vantage point, I really feel like this is something we can work together on. And again, going back to this, I do not want to use veterans as political footballs. I think that is absolutely horrible that people would ever do something like that. And I'm literally trying to find any means necessary. That's why I don't care if it's a Democrat-authored bill. I don't care if it's a Republican-authored bill. A good bill is a good bill, and I'm going to put my name on it, and I'm going to fight for it. And, you know, our veterans deserve representatives that fight for them.
Representative Franklin, let's stay with you. Another piece of legislation co-authored would change the definition of veteran to allow former members of U.S. Army Reserves or the National Guard to indicate their veteran status on their driver's license or ID card. Why was this a priority for you?
You know, it may not sound like a very big thing, but there, to your point, there's a lot of different definitions out there of what a veteran actually is. And a little known stat that a lot of people do not really know is guardsmen and reservists actually deploy more than active duty members by and large. There are a few exceptions based on MOS or AFSC in the Air Force term, but by and large, they actually deploy more. And so if anybody is deserving of a veteran status, it doesn't matter to me if you're active duty, guard, or reserve. Everybody should have the right to identify as a veteran when they, you know, have given so much, not just themselves, but their families in service of their country.
Representative Tenorio, you're a co-sponsor on a bill that adds more funds for programs that support veterans' mental health and substance use recovery. What are you hoping to accomplish with this bill?
I'm hoping to make sure that veterans get the support and resources they need. I'm proud to be a lead author on a couple of bills relating to mental health. one related to the Veterans Outreach and Recovery Program through Wisconsin DVA, Wisconsin Department of Veteran Affairs, making sure that the state agency has the resources and staffing that they need in order to meet veterans where they're at and provide them with the services they need as well. I'm also proud to lead a bill related to mental health initiatives, providing grants to organizations in the community that veterans are living in to make sure that veterans have that support, because it's important that we break down and end the stigma that comes with mental health. Because a lot of veterans, as I've been knocking doors, as I've been in the community, meeting with stakeholders, a lot of veterans struggle with PTSD and the transition back to civilian life. And it's really important that the state, the legislature, that we work together and pass common sense legislation like the ones that Democrats have introduced to meet veterans where they're at, provide them with the support and resources and tools they need in order to provide for themselves and their families.
Representative Franklin, briefly, as we wrap up, do you have priorities for funding and support services for veterans' mental health and substance use?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, if you look at my track record since I've been here, I am a freshman. That's the word we use around the Capitol. I'm a brand new legislator this term. And one of my priorities, even in the budget, was funding for the 988. There was a lot of concern that with the federal situation and funding that was going on there, the DOGE cuts, et cetera, that the funding for 988 hotline was at risk. And so, you know, I asked for $12 million in that in a piece that we pushed forward. We ended up getting $7 million. And, you know, when I visited that facility up in Green Bay that runs all the 988 call centers around the state, it all funnels through that area. And I'm happy to report that they said that is sufficient enough to keep that critical need going forward.
Thanks to both of our guests for joining us today. We've been talking to Representative Benjamin Franklin, a Republican, and Angelita Tenorio, a Democrat. They are both on the Assembly Committee on Veterans and Military Affairs, talking about top priorities on that committee as the nation marks Veterans Day.